This guide connects your already indexed Pickle codebase to Cursor, Windsurf, or VS Code so semantic search and session context work directly from your IDE. Prerequisites: Pickle account Cursor, Windsurf, or VS Code with MCP extension support codebase already indexed via Claude Code or the Pickle CLI. Step 1. Export your Pickle MCP config. Pickle ships are ready to paste MCP config you drop into each IDE. Pull it from the CLI so you're working with the exact server path and API key tied to your account. Pickle MCP export format JSON. The output is a JSON object with an MCP server's key. Keep this terminal open, you'll paste sections of it into each IDE config below. Key insight: the exported config points to your local Pickle MCP server process, not a remote endpoint. The server must be running for any IDE to reach it. If you restart your machine, run Pickle MCP start before opening your IDE. Step 2. Configure Cursor MCP settings. Cursor reads MCP servers from /.cursor/mcp.json. If the file doesn't exist, create it. Paste the MCP servers block from step 1 directly into this file. MCP servers, pickle MCP, command, python, args, m, pickle_mcp.server, env, pyck_api_key, pyk_live_your_key_goes_here, restart cursor after saving. Open the MCP panel via settings MCP and confirm pickle MCP shows a green connected status. Warning: do not commit /.cursor/mcp.json to version control. It contains your API key. Add it to your global /.gitignore if you symlink config files. Step 3. Configure Windsurf MCP settings. Windsurf uses a per workspace MCP config at .windsurf/mcp.json inside your project root, or a global config at /.windsurf/mcp.json. The global config applies to all workspaces. Use it unless you need per project isolation. dirp/.windsurf/cat/.windsurf/mcp.json. Open Windsurf. Navigate to Extensions MCP Servers, and hit Reload. The Pickle MCP entry should appear with a connected indicator. Try this: if Windsurf doesn't pick up the config on reload, run Pickle MCP start verbose in a terminal first. The verbose output will show whether the server bound to the expected socket path. Step 4. Configure VS Code MCP extension. VS Code requires the MCP client extension. Search the marketplace for MCP client. After installing, it reads from your workspace.vscode/mcp.json or user settings. The workspace file is easier to version per project. dirp.vscode/cat/.vscode/mcp.json. Note the key difference: VS Code MCP uses servers and requires type, styo, cursor and Windsurf. Infer this. Open the command palette, run MCP, connect to server, and select Pickle MCP. Warning: add .vscode/mcp.json to your .gitignore before committing. If you want to share the config with your team without the key, use an environment var reference and document it in your README. Step 5. Test the connection from your IDE. Open the AI Assistant panel in your IDE and call a Pickle tool directly. The fastest check is index_stats. It returns immediately and confirms both the connection and that your index is loaded. index_stats, you should see output like chunks, 6500, status, ready, codebase, /your/project. If you get a timeout or tool not found error, confirm the MCP server process is running with Pickle MCP status. Once index_stats responds, run a real search against your codebase to confirm the index is warm. search_code, authentication middleware, key insight: the first search after a cold server start may take 2 to 3 seconds while ChromaDB loads the index into memory. Subsequent queries are fast. If your index is large, greater than 10K chunks, keep the server running between sessions rather than restarting it each time. What's next? Next guide: use one index across multiple tools. Next guide: your first semantic search. Next guide: register edits for smarter routing. All guides.